Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 22nd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. So we'll get right down to it with the Gamers Inn. Was announced last week on episode 460 that Jocelyn will be taking 4 to 6 weeks off the podcasts that she does for medical reasons. She is okay, but until she returns, we'll have guests on. And we kick things off with Crofton, our first guest. And I think the way things are scheduled, next episode, so this week, the 23rd, we're going to have Jim on the show. And then I've got Josh scheduled on the 30th. So the next 2 weeks are definitely locked in with returning guests that you are probably familiar with, longtime TGI fans and contributors. And then on the 6th of April, we'll have a new guest host, Dustin, one of Jocelyn's friends. So looking forward to that, and more to come down the road. But I think that's a good solid sort of schedule so far. It definitely gets us into April, and we wish Jocelyn well, and we look forward to her return in the coming weeks. And for the Gamers Inn this week, in terms of content, as I said, Jim will be joining me on the show. I'm still playing Loop Hero. I'm struggling with Chapter 2. I have not been able to make it past the Chapter 2. I haven't even been able to get to the Chapter 2 boss. And we'll see how that goes. I did a feature on Zombies Ate My Podcast for Stubbs the Zombie, which got re-released. That is the critical information here. Re-released. Not a remaster. Not a remake. It's very critical that people understand this is a... It's straight up, this is an Xbox game that's going to run on your PC and your current gen consoles. I did talk about it. We talked about it in depth on Zombies Ate My Podcast. You can check that out in episode 249. We also did a video accompanying that episode. I might mention it on the Gamers Inn just because I am trying to play a little bit more of it. I think I'm getting close to the end. I've never played the game before. And it's funny when you think back to the Xbox days, to go back to an Xbox game and actually find it enjoyable is like, there are very few of those games, you know, those early polygonal games that really stick with you. I mean, I know the N64, PlayStation 2 era, that's like a harder one to go back to, but the Xbox, GameCube, N64, PlayStation would be hard to go back to, but the Xbox, GameCube, PS2 era, a little easier pill to swallow. But all I'm saying is that if you are a fan of zombies and you're a fan of, or you were a fan of Stubbs the Zombie in particular, the re-release is certainly worth a look. It's $20, and I'm sure it'll go on sale at some point down the road. Basically, this re-release was just like, hey, We relicensed the music. We're going to put it out in full. I don't think they've taken anything out of it, not that I've heard, but in my experience, I'm not surprised that it was a cult classic on the Xbox, because it's a really fun play and holds up, I think, to this day. So you can check out the our Zamp episode, and hopefully I'll have some time to chat about it this week on the Gamers Inn. I've also been dabbling with the Avengers Next Gen upgrade. You've probably seen it on Twitter, and I'm sure this is going to be a thing for every PS4 to PS5 game that happens. You know, this is a... It's probably something we're going to experience for the next year or two as we move away from the cross-generation experiences. You do have to boot into the PS4 version, upload the save, and then go into the PS5 version. And then you'll get a prompt saying, hey, this has been imported. And I think that the Spider-Man games, Miles Morales and also the remaster, did it much better. It was, the feedback was more present. And Avengers is a live service game, so there is server-side stuff that is separate from your save, right? When you buy something in the marketplace, that is saved to your profile, that is not saved to a save file, right? To prevent, you know, save hacking and all that, I assume. But there is something tied to your save. I'm assuming it's progress of missions, like, clear states for missions. And the first time I did the upload, I don't think the PS5 recognized it, although the save appeared to boot up properly. So I did it again, and then I did get the prompt on the PS5, and I just got, you know, warped back to where I was before, because it said like, hey, we're gonna do this overwrite thing. You cool with that? And for the most part, like, the next gen upgrade, I mean, here's the thing. A next gen version of Avengers wasn't going to fix the issues that a lot of people have with this game, which is a lack of content, a lack of imagination, and personally, the way you would get stun locked in combat, and you would just get buried, and you would die. So like that those were my critical thoughts. And we joked on the show, yeah, they added two Hawkeyes. And I finally booted in to check out the next generation experience. And I gotta say, you know, Kate Bishop, she's actually a lot of fun and different from the rest of the crew. Now, I haven't had a chance to check out, you know, Clint Barton, Hawkeye, but I'm guessing he's similar to Kate Bishop, but probably doesn't have, you know, Kate Bishop has some teleportation powers, which is like some sort of explained away of like, oh, she's got some tech that she stole or whatever. I don't think that's like her normal powers. They just used it to kind of give her some more traversal and, you know, probably make her different from other Hawkeye. So I don't know. My struggle with that game is still, I find that there are frustrating moments in combat where you're getting sort of stun locked by, you know, the enemy AI, and then you're getting hammered, and then you die, and then you have to sit there and wait for either your AI or your co-op teammates, and that's not fun. But the other thing is there's a lack of Marvelness to it all. Like the Marvelness that's in there, the Marvel characters, yes, great stuff. However, it's just it feels like it's missing more Marvel. Like I think we've been spoiled by the Marvel movies and the Marvel comics, in that you have access to everything. And then even when you look at video games, like a video game that promises you Marvel everything gives you, at the bare minimum at launch, like, you know, a good chunk of it. And I know this is a very different game, and these hero kits are very complicated. However, only two bad guys. So, only two villain sectors. Now, this moves into our next point. In the news on Gamers Inn, we're going to talk about the Square Enix Presents sort of Nintendo Direct thing. They talked about a roadmap for Avengers, and I think that Black Panther expansion is going to be really cool. I cannot wait, because it feels like that's going to add a significant chunk of content. That is coming probably by summer, it looks like. And the Spider-Man stuff has been said to be delayed past that, so we're not going to be getting Spider-Man until after Black Panther. So we'll see how that goes and timing wise. But, you know, it seems like it's taking them a good chunk of time to add more content. So we got a character in December. We got a character in March. Now we're looking at a character in summer. I would guess probably late summer. I doubt it'll be June, because they're saying it's an expansion. It's a whole new biome. It's a new character, a new enemy, a new faction to fight. So we'll see how it goes. I'm in. I've owned the game, you know. Everything's free from here on out, so I have nothing to lose by keeping up with it. And I gotta say, the combat is fun when it works, and I'm not here telling you to go buy Avengers. I'm just saying, if you like Marvel stuff and you see it on sale, go pick it up. I think it's worth checking out, and it does run fine on the next generation consoles. But really, coming from a PS4 Pro to the PS5, I had the 60 frames per second version on the PS4 Pro, and moving to the 60 frames per second on the PS5, I'm sure it looks better, but at the end of the day, like, I needed to keep that frame rate because I got so used to it. And the next generation version of Avengers does have a 30 frames per second version with a bunch of new shiny destructibles and all this stuff, and running at 4K and whatnot. But it's pretty sluggish. In a combat focused game, you're gonna wanna have that 60 frames. Here I am, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm talking about 60 frames per second and now I'm all about that for some reason. But for some reason, yeah, Avengers is not, that's the way to play, honestly. Looking at Summoner's Call, we're actually going to be recording in just a little bit. After I record this, we have new special Easter heroes from the Awakening and Sacred Stones games. So we're going to talk about those heroes. And yes, Game Club is returning. We're going to talk about Chapter 08, I believe, of Three Houses, the Claude route. And again, if you are a fan of Three Houses but not a fan of Fire Emblem Heroes, we do offer time codes in our Summoner's Call episodes. So feel free to skip right past all the Fire Emblem Heroes stuff and go right to Game Club. Eddie and I have a great time putting that together. And yeah, definitely check it out. It's worth it for sure. We do have, it's fun to return to that game. Can you even believe that Fire Emblem Three Houses came out in 2019, like 2 years ago? Feels like that game just came out, but it's been out for almost 2 years. We're due up for a new Fire Emblem announcement, I gotta tell ya. Anyways, it's not gonna be this month, probably. Nintendo's all good, I think, on announcements until at least April, May. But that is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a great week.